I want to pray the Lord's Prayer. We can't get away from that prayer. It has so much content in the Our Father prayer. The Baptist boy preacher, we used to pray it every Sunday. It has so much of content in it. When you say, Our Father, which art in heaven, holy be thy name, thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Oh my goodness, amen. Lord, I thank you today for permitting me to pastor this young lady. Sunday after Sunday, I've ministered to her for many years, and here we come to this time to celebrate and release her to another dimension. I thank you for all her family. I thank you for her mother and all her siblings, her husband, her daughter. I thank you that grace will be upon all those who come to celebrate and sing, the choirs and different talented people who have come to celebrate Jackie's homegoing. Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us to minister the word for a few minutes, that it will help strengthen Greg and strengthen his family in a special way. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you all for being obedient. John's Gospel, chapter 14, has been a blessing to me for many years, and many million more people have been blessed by this text. Words that the manifester of the word is preaching the word. Jesus himself, anytime in the gospel, when you choose a text from the gospel, it's a manifesting text. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because the manifester is the one who's talking about it. Did y'all understand that? Yes, sir. See, this is a text that's already manifested, because he who preaching the text make it possible. He's already validated it. It's already confirmed in heaven. And so Jesus preached from the 14th chapter of John. If you got your phone or your iPad or your Bible, I'd like for you to look with me. You don't come to church without something to follow the minister in. The word is the most important thing, you know. It is the word. The word is spirit and life into another dimension. Oh, I'm going to preach a little bit here today. I ain't going to be long, but I'm going to preach a little bit. You can look. You better smile, because you can look at me like you want. I'm going to preach. And I ain't started preaching yesterday. I've been here 47 years. John's Gospel, chapter 14. Jesus the speaker, so it's in red in my Bible. Let not your heart be troubled. Wow, that's a powerful statement, man. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. The word believe is used twice there. Because the word, the Bible don't worship a quarter unless somebody believe it. And I took a toll in you this morning. I said, many people held their hand up when I asked, was you a believer? Yes, believers must not be solemn when the word is being taught. Yes, notice he says in the second verse, Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. That's enough for everybody who want one. I got one, you. You better hold your hand up. I got one, you. I said you better hold your hand up if you believe. In my Father's house are many mansions. And Jesus said, if it was not so, I would not have told you. And then he made this statement. Jesus made this statement. I go to prepare a place for Jackie. Yes, for Leroy, for Greg. Yes, what's your name? One thing I know about Jesus, Jesus is not a liar. Matter of fact, Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Christ. He who walked with Christ cannot walk in a crisis. He can handle everything. Say it. He's about to handle something for us right now. Bring some comfort to our heart and bring us some understanding and let us know we're not sitting here, we're not losers. Yes, sir. And if I go, verse 3, and prepare a place for you, good God Almighty, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, oh my goodness, that where I am, Jackie, that's where I am. Yes, whoo, good God Almighty. Yes, there you may be also. Yes, so wherever Jesus is, yes, that's where Jackie at this morning. Yes, pretty good company, pretty good company. I know she loved us, but pretty good company. Matter of fact, we're just going to go ahead and say she in better company now. Yes, sometimes we get angry and get upset. Because somebody say something, you know, but Jesus is all right. You know, family members, sometimes we're getting a little argument, you know what I'm saying? But Jesus, she ain't got the argument no more. Now, here's the problem. What he says, verse 4, and whether I go, ye know, and the way you know. Do you? How many of y'all know the way? Don't shortchange me no more. Now give me my. How many of y'all know the way? Because you see, Jesus is the way. If you got Jesus, you know the way. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. How many of y'all know the way? Yeah, let's give the Lord glory up in here. That's what Jackie want. Hallelujah. I know the way. But you ever come to this boy, he's confused, Thomas. In verse 5, he's confused. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not where thou goest. What? How can we know the way? Jesus, verse 6, oh my goodness. Jesus said unto him, in a threefold answer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't go wrong with the threefold answer. Jesus answered, say, I am the way. I am the truth.
Yes,
I am the life.
Yes,
then he made this statement. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Yes,
now I'm going to read another text and then I'm going to break this text down for a few minutes. I don't know how long, but a few minutes. Not going to be long, but for a few minutes.
Yes,
I'm going to give you a subject. I'm going to give you a subject. I'm going to give you a subject that was engraved for Jackie. I want to give a subject that will be with the family the rest of their lives, but it will be encouraging to know that we are not losers. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You ever saw a preacher calm as I am? Calm. You know why? I can't do it.
Yes,
I'm totally dependent on the Holy Ghost. What he said? I'm totally dependent on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will hit this place in masses in the next 15 minutes. The Holy Ghost will set in this place. Now, he ain't gonna set on an old, grouchy, proud somebody who think they got it all. He ain't gonna even pass by your road. He's gonna touch on people who receptive. These proud folks, you can't get to them. They're high-minded, they're heady-minded, but somebody who can yield to the power of God, he'll talk to them, he'll touch them. Jesus will walk in here and touch somebody. These dignified folks who look at you like they own the whole world, no, own nothing, he can't touch them. The Lord won't help somebody up in here. Help me, Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. I'm not going to be long, darling. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, well, you look just like Jackie. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Now listen very carefully. For we know. What it says? That if our earthly house. What kind of house? Earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God. That's what the word said. Now, in the text I read out of the gospel, it was a manifestation text because Jesus was speaking. This text I'm reading out of Corinthians is an explanation text. When the explanation line up with the manifestation, it become yours. Y'all don't want to talk to me. I'm preaching better than y'all answer. For we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. What we're going to talk about here for a few minutes to celebrate Jackie's life. She moved from her earthly house into the Father's house. She moved, you understand, from her earthly house into the Father's house. We're here to give words of comfort, words of clarity. We must be clear about this. Words of celebration. We got something to celebrate. And what it means to be more than a conqueror. So we're talking about comfort. We're talking about, we want to be clear about what's going on here. We want to celebrate with these different choirs and things we're going to sing. We want to celebrate this great woman of God who was a great singer. And we want to know that she had been designed by God to be more than a conqueror. And you might ask, what did she conquer? Death, hell, and the grave. Death, hell, and the grave she conquered because of Jesus. You listening to me? Yes, sir. Now notice the text for a few moments. Let not your heart be troubled. What that mean? Let not your heart be troubled. Peace. Peace in the time of trouble. Your faith must be released. Jesus said, and through the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, Jesus said something there. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. I got somebody in here with me. Jesus. You can talk all you want, baby. Say it out loud. Don't pay attention to that person sitting next to you and ain't saying nothing. Just keep on glorifying God. Some people don't want to say nothing. They want everything, but they won't say nothing. They won't even open their mouth. Talking about they didn't know him. Peace. Peace. Let not your heart be troubled, but let your heart be in peace. There's nothing my peace can't handle. Even death is a divine way. There's a divine way to handle death. Tell the person next to you, there's a divine way to handle death. Here in Philippians 4:7 it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Peace that the world can't give. Peace you can't find on the internet. Peace that only come from him. He not only keep my heart, but he keep my mind. When it look like I'm dealing with something, Couture, I can't handle myself. But I got somebody can handle it for me. May he wrap his loving arms around you today and rock you a little bit and let you know you're not by yourself up in here. I'm going to the graveyard with you. I'm going back home with you. And in the lit midnight hour when everybody else going home, I'm going to be right there by your bedside. Peace in the time of trouble. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever been in trouble and the Lord brought peace after you prayed and praised him? Here in the Message Bible, this text says in John 14:1, don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? That's what Jesus said. That's what the text said. Watch the Message Bible. What does it say? Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Well, trust me. Then the second verse says, there's a plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? I see some of y'all don't want me to preach up in here. Y'all are like, I'm not saying nothing. Just looking around, waiting on a song. I'm preaching right now. Your song later, I'm preaching right now. Yes, Jackie want me to preach. Yes, I'm gonna, I ain't gonna be long, but I'm gonna preach while I'm up here, you know. She wasn't a regular girl. You know, she sang like she wanted. You couldn't control her not singing. Her voice just go off. That's why I'm a pastor. You can't control me either. We ought to celebrate, right? Huh? You can't really celebrate without the word. Because the word is the thing that holds the enemy off. Good God Almighty. Y'all gonna let me preach in here for a few minutes? He says, the text says, ye believe in God, believe also in me. You see that in the second verse? You believe in God, believe also in me. Now, the word there, that's a position. See, your faith put you in position. Jackie was in position. Death didn't sneak up on Jackie. She already was prepared. Mark 9:23 says, if thou can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Not them, him. Your faith must be released. When you do it properly, it brings reward in every situation. Your faith positions you to have peace in a time of trouble. Your faith releases you not to just be in a natural position, but your faith brings you into a supernatural position. Now, y'all who sitting here gonna sing, if y'all ain't gonna listen to me, I'm not gonna listen to y'all. Tell y'all right now. I'm going to sit up there and not going to listen. Y'all need to be in here with me. We all together. We come to do this thing together. Come on now, talk to me. Come. Y'all got to let me preach. Y'all let me preach, I'm going to let y'all sing. I got to preach this funeral. I got to talk to the word for a few minutes. I won't scream up in here in a few minutes. I feel the glory of God up here. Bear with me a few more minutes. This is my daughter. I got to do this right. Bring me a handkerchief, boy, out of that box. I don't like nobody to sit on the gospel. I don't like nobody to sit on Jesus. When we're talking about Jesus, Christians should be shouting and praising God. I don't like nobody who thinks they're more than Jesus. We've got to celebrate Jesus today. Yes, sir. We've got to give him his place. Yes, sir. All Christians should be cutting up right now. Yes, backing up Jesus. Yes, backing up Jesus. Yes, sir. In my Father's house, there are many mentions. If it were not so, I would not have told you so. A prepared place here in 2 Corinthians 5. Again, quickly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. For we know that it is only half of a tabernacle dissolved. We have a building of God and a house not made with hand. Come on, Jackie.
Yes,
eternal
yes,
in heaven.
Yes,
just because Jackie body lay here, it doesn't mean that Jackie not alive.
Yes, sir.
She's just in another dimension.
Yes,
she's just in another house. The scripture says, for in this we groan, honestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we know that in this tabernacle, we do groan, being burdened. Not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Good God Almighty. We walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body, present with the Lord. Jackie is absent in one place, but she's present in another place. Isaac, Jacob, David, Solomon, all welcome her in. She in a place called eternity. Nobody never die there. The light never go out. Some old Baptist preachers say every day would be Sunday and Sabbath would have no end. Good God Almighty. Ain't time yet. I got to preach a little more. I've been going about 26 minutes. At least give me a half hour. Then Jesus said that where I am, there you may be also. That where I am, there you may be also. That where I am, there you may be also. You heard it?
Yes, sir.
That where I am,
yes, sir,
there you may be also. I got a word for you now. I got a powerful word for you found in Romans chapter 4. Powerful word for you here. For the family and for everybody here. I got a powerful word for you. I'm glad I'm not a rookie preacher. I'd be in trouble up in here. Girl, you even rolling your eyes at me. Why are you rolling your eyes at me? You want to leave? Go ahead and leave. Y'all got to learn respect.
Yes, sir.
See, the preachers, well, how many preachers I got in here? Y'all stop letting them put y'all on the back of the bus. You are a key to life. That calling on your life is the most highest calling than the President of the United States. I want you to understand that. People need to hear you. I got to close. That where I am, Jackie, there you may be also. I want you to understand this is a promise. And Jesus always keeps his word. Somebody wave their hand at me. Have you ever told you something and done it for you? Have the Lord ever done anything for you? Have the Lord ever brought you out of a tight spot? Have the Lord every time other people have turned their back on you and you look like you were all by yourself and the Lord showed up, put his hand on your shoulder and told you everything all right, even though they left you, but I'm still with you. I'm not only with you in this life, but I'm with you in the other life. Jackie not by herself. Jesus got his hand on her, holding up with his hand. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad that Jackie was born again and she know the Lord for herself. Nobody else can know the Lord for you. It's a personal situation. I know the Lord for myself. I walk with him and talk with him. And every now and then I hear him telling me, you are my own. Good God Almighty. Do I have any other Christian in here? Every now and then I need to hear his voice for myself. I don't need nobody else talking to me. I need him talking to me. I need him telling me, I'm going to hold you in your trying hours. I'm going to keep you when nothing else looks like it working, because I'm the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Nobody go to heaven unless they go by me. That's why I told you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. I'm the key that unlocks heaven door. I'm the one that can open heaven gates. I'm the one that can close the door in your face and no man can open. But I'm also the one that can open a door that no man can close. Jackie walked through that door. I said Jackie walked through that door. She had a right to walk through that door, because you got the Lord in her heart. If you got Jesus in your heart, you got it made today. He's a good God. He'll carry you through the storm. Anybody ever been through the storm? He'll carry you through the wind. Anybody ever had the wind blow in their life? He'll carry you through hard times. Anybody ever had trouble in their life? Anybody, Jesus ever lift you up? Ever help you when somebody else turned their back on you? Somebody you thought you can trust turned their back on you. But Jesus, he won't turn his back on you. He always with you. He'll guide you beside the still waters, lead you in the green pastures. He'll restore your soul when your mind gets troubled. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Wow! Good God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout with me up in here. No. In the Baptist church. No. No. In the Baptist church, when they say shout in the Baptist church, then the Baptist church, no. Let me ask y'all one more time. I'm from the old school. In the Baptist church, it's not out your mouth. It's in your legs. Somebody shouting there with me. Now you got it. Let me close. I got much more, but let me close. I want to hear some of this good singing. Let me close. Supposed to celebrate. What you think Jackie wants to do here today? Celebrate. That where I am, there you may be also. That's a promise. I want to read this to you and then I'll close. In Romans chapter 4, on that promise, the 20th verse said, Romans 4:20, if you got your Bible, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You see that? Now here, where we don't have to worry about Jackie, the 21st verse. Well, that's where I watched as she sit. I taught her many days. And being fully persuaded. Thank you, girl. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, girl. She got it. She got it. Thank you, girl. I'm glad God sent you here today. Thank you. Hallelujah. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised. Yes, sir. He was also able to perform. I want to leave you with the three P's.
Yes, sir.
Three P's.
Yes, sir.
I want to close this message on Jackie Ursley's journey with three P's. She was persuaded. The second P, he had promise. Then I close with this last P. Persuaded. Promised. Bless God, we can go to the grave site. We can go home proud of Jackie. Because he who promised, nobody can stop him from performing it. Good evening, Jackie. I'm proud to have been your pastor while you was on earth. And I'm proud to be able to stand here and minister to your family. Rest in peace.